Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
Welcome to this edition of Musical Backgrounds as we share today the story of one of America's foremost song leaders. Ira David Sankey grew up in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. As a young man, he was choir director and Sunday school superintendent at the Methodist Church there. As an employee of his father's bank, he spent more time running about the country to singing conventions than he spent at his banking job. At the age of 30, in 1870, he was an employee of the Internal Revenue Department, the father of two children, and in that year a delegate to the YMCA convention at Indianapolis, Indiana. Slipping in late during a lengthy prayer at one of the convention meetings, Delegate Sankey sat next to a man who knew of his singing ability. That event was to change the course of Sankey's life and the history of evangelism in America and England. "When that fellow gets through praying," Sankey's neighbor whispered, "I wish you would start a song. The singing here has been terrible." The song Ira Sankey led the delegates in singing was William Cowper's age-old favorite, "There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood." Present at the convention was a delegate from Chicago. He was evangelist Dwight L. Moody. Seeking out Sankey after the adjournment, Moody said to the big song leader with the lamb chop sideburns, "I've been looking for you for 8 years." The following year, with only a songbook, a Bible, and their reputations, Moody and Sankey launched the most fabulous series of revival campaigns in history. During a campaign in Ireland in 1874, Sankey read a poem on a small printed leaflet. The verses had been written by an Irish preacher named Samuel O'Malley Clough. Little is known about Mr. Clough except that he was once a clergyman in the Established Church, broke with that denomination to join the Plymouth Brethren, and later left the Brethren to join yet another denomination. It is probable that Clough's poem would have been forgotten but for the ability of a man who, as a youth, had run about the hills of Pennsylvania with a hymn book under his arm. For when Ira Sankey read Mr. Clough's poem, he saw in it material for an appealing gospel hymn. He set the stanzas to music and sang them all over Ireland, Scotland, England, and America. The Christian world has been singing the hymn ever since. "For you, I am praying."
The Savior, he's pleading in glory, a dear loving Savior, the earth's friends be few, and now he is watching in tenderness.
information that was used in today's musical backgrounds came from the book A Hymn Is Born. It was written by Clint Bonner and published by Broadman Press. Musical Backgrounds is a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.